On today's episode of Locked On Oilers, the Oilers lose a tough one against the Capitals, but give up 50 shots against. We will talk about that and much more on today's episode of Locked On Oilers.
Your Locked On Oilers, your daily podcast on the Edmonton Oilers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome back to Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm your host and former Oilers game day producer, Brett Holden. As mentioned on today's episode, we're going to dive into that tough loss against the Washington Capitals. 3-2 loss for the Oilers on home ice. And there's a lot to unpack from that one. We'll talk about that in just a second. But also coming up on today's episode, what on earth is happening with Evan Bouchard, allegedly benched in the third period of the game against the Capitals? And it's been all season. Let's talk about him a little later on in today's episode. And to wrap up the episode, we are going to go through the good, the bad, and the ugly from the game against the Washington Capitals. Thank you so much for making Locked On Oilers your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you find your podcast. Alrighty, let's get into the 3-2 loss against the Washington Capitals. The Oilers actually scored the first goal in this one. It's Brett Kulak getting his first goal of the season. A great point shot, obviously, from the point from Kulak, getting an assist from Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. It really started, with getting shots, as many shots as the Oilers can get. I know that's saying something considering the Oilers gave up 22 shots against in the first period, but we will get to that in a little bit. But a big shot, you see what happens when you just throw anything towards the net. Anything can happen. And that's what happened with Brett Kulak and his first goal of the year. As mentioned, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins getting his 16th assist of the season. And the Oilers let the Capitals come back. I almost said Coyotes, but that's on Wednesday. Hopefully not, actually. But they let the Capitals come back. A tough goal against for the Edmonton Oilers. And then a bad penalty by Evan Bouchard, which we will talk about that penalty in the Evan Bouchard segment of this episode. But Connor McDavid's been getting a lot of penalty kill time recently, and just see why. I'm not going to lie. Everybody loves to talk, oh, Connor McDavid, he's not a 200-foot player. He can't play in his own end. Well, now Connor McDavid is playing full-time on that penalty kill, and just see why. A breakaway from his own blue line all the way up on Lindgren, and guess what happens? A goal for the Oilers, a breakaway goal, of course, and Connor McDavid scores his 22nd of the year, unassisted. And that's where it would end for the Edmonton Oilers. Four of the five goals in this game happened in the second period, as the Washington Capitals would tie the game on that same power play where Connor McDavid scored his shorthanded goal. The Edmonton Oilers just could not stop the Washington Capitals. Stuart Skinner had to make 47 saves in this game, and it still wasn't enough. 50 shots against, and the kid stood on his head. On his head. 16 saves on the power play while shorthanded for Stuart Skinner with Washington on the power play. They fired 17 shots on Skinner while shorthanded for the Oilers. 17 power play shots for the Capitals. 17. That's an entire period's worth. In fact, the Edmonton Oilers didn't even get 17 shots in one period in this game. That was over half of the shots the Edmonton Oilers fired towards Lindgren in that game. And you wonder why the Oilers lost this game? Let's go through period by period. Washington in the first period had 22 shots on goal. The Oilers had 12. The second period, 19 shots on goal for Washington, 7 for the Oilers. Then, finally in the third period, the Oilers decide they'll shoot more in this period with 11, where the Washington Capitals would fire 9 on goal towards Stuart Skinner, and one of those just happened to get through. I believe it was on a partial break. No, it was a 3-on-2. There you go. It was a 3-on-2. A prime opportunity for the Washington Capitals. And there were too many of those. You know, the Oilers have won 4 or 5 before this game, have won 4 or 5. But it still doesn't seem like enough. As Stuart Skinner can literally stand on his head, make 47 saves, 16 of 17 on the penalty kill, and you still lose the game. And guess what happened? We talked about this just last week. The Edmonton Oilers only got one goal, from somebody not named Connor McDavid or Leon Draisaitl. In fact, Leon Draisaitl didn't even reach the score sheet in this one. As always, the Edmonton Oilers need at least 2 players not named Connor McDavid or Leon Draisaitl get on the score sheet. And look what happens. They lose again because of a lack of secondary scoring. Best game for Dylan Holloway in this one is he ended up getting bumped up to the second line near the end of the game. Yes, Puljujärvi went from the first line to the second line all the way down to the third line. Kyler Yamamoto went from the second line to the first line. He had a very good game in his first game back. But it wasn't enough. The Edmonton Oilers go to 14-12-0 on the season. And I think defense is the problem. Oh, wow, Brett, shocker. Yes, I know. Because you can't give up 50 shots against with Jack Campbell in the net. Jack Campbell's in that net. This game is nowhere near how close it was at the end of it. You're not going into the third period tied 2-2 after the Washington Capitals put up, what, 32 shots in the first? Well, I'm not very good at math. 22 plus 19, that would be about 39 shots? Math. No, it's not. Either way, 42 shots. There you go. You aren't going to win anything giving up 41 shots. Holy, we're getting there, people. 41 shots. Math is fun. You're not going to win any games, especially with Jack Campbell in net, if you're allowing 41 shots on goal through 40 minutes. Now, it feels weird to say, but the Oilers were lucky that it was Stuart Skinner in net. And yes, 41 shots against is not great. But Stuart Skinner stood on his head. Should have been the first star of this game. Truly. The Edmonton Oilers fall to 14-12-0 on this season. They try to improve on that record on Wednesday against the Arizona Coyotes, who just lost against the Calgary Flames on Monday. The exact same fate. I don't think it was 3-2, but the Washington Capitals did lose against the Vancouver or the Calgary Flames. Why am I saying the Calgary Flames? Vancouver Canucks. Wow. It's Monday, everybody. But you know what I'm saying here. Same fate that Washington just had against Calgary may not be what we want to hear with Arizona coming into town. I don't know. What do you guys think of this game? This game was an odd one, I think. It was a great game from a neutral standpoint, obviously. But the Edmonton Oilers aren't winning games if that's going to be their quota. You can't just let your goaltender stand on their head and hope you can go across the other way and outscore the other team. I don't know. It felt like a lost cause even when the Oilers were up in this one. Either way, a lost cause maybe is Evan Bouchard, as this season has been anything but a positive development for the defenseman. We will talk about Evan Bouchard in just a second, but first, today's episode is brought to you by Athletic Greens. Our next partner has a product that I use literally every day. I started using AG1 because I wanted to better my gut health and optimize my immune system. I'm a big boy. I got a big tummy, and I need this tummy working the right way, and that is why I use AG1. So what is this stuff? With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your immune system, your nervous system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. All of the things. Plus, it is lifestyle friendly. Whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free, it is all right for you. Plus, it contains less than 1 gram of sugar. No GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything, all while still tasting great. Plus, it costs less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew addiction. I would know because I spend a little too much on my cold brew addiction. Plus, Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews and is recommended by professional athletes. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That is it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is head to athleticgreens.com/NHL Network. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/NHL Network to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Alrighty, finally moving on to the next portion of today's episode, and that's on Evan Bouchard. 15 minutes and 45 seconds of ice time for Evan Bouchard, and only 2 of those coming in the second period, or in the third period, excuse me. Evan Bouchard ended up getting benched in the third period. This was a guy, and I mention this all the time, who was supposed to take over Tyson Berry's position as the quarterback on the first power play unit. Well, he's done anything but. His first 3 goals of the season, 2 of them came last week and 1 later on in the week. Those were his first 3 goals in the first 25 games of the year. And now here we are. In a close 3-2 game between the Edmonton Oilers and a very good, I don't care about how their season has gone either way, a very good, veteran-filled Washington Capitals team. And your top 10 draft pick isn't playing in that game. Down the stretch. Down the stretch they go, as Jack Campbell would say. Jack Campbell. Here we are. This is where we are right now. Jack Michaels would say. But I see why. -1 in this game. And I'll be honest with you. He took a stupid penalty in the second period, which led to the second goal of the game for the Washington Capitals. And it was stupid. And he got caught way too often. He got spun around a couple of times. Credited with 1 hit, he has been a little more physical, which will be the one thing that I will give him some sort of credit for. But defensively, Evan Bouchard has been anything but developed. Offensively, has been anything but developed. his hockey IQ has been anything but developed. I just don't know what's going on with Evan Bouchard. He had the guidance of Duncan Keith last year. And truly, he took him under his wing. And Evan Bouchard looked like the defenseman, at least as a defenseman who should be in the first year of his full season or second year, whatever it may have been for him at the time. First full year for Evan Bouchard. And he looked pretty good. Except for the playoffs. And I think the playoffs really got in his head. He came into camp this year and hasn't looked good. There's no protection for him. And Zach Lang on Twitter today, Zach Lang from Oilers Nation put on Twitter today, if Evan Bouchard is going to get benched, then where's the accountability for guys like Cody Ceci and, well, Darnell Nurse? Now, I will say I'll give a little bit of leniency to Darnell Nurse because, you know what, I think Darnell Nurse has done a better job than what people will give him credit for. But Cody Ceci, on the other hand, I don't think he's done that well, especially in this game. He was caught numerous times in the wrong position, danced around numerous times, just covering the wrong guy, puck watching. And that's exactly what Evan Bouchard is doing. The Edmonton Oilers need help defensively. And Evan Bouchard needs to step up. But he hasn't. I don't want to say this because I think it's a knee-jerk reaction and I hate being this guy. But I don't think Evan Bouchard's going to pan out for the Edmonton Oilers. For the Edmonton Oilers, I don't think he's going. I'm not saying I don't think he'll be a good pro. I'm not saying I don't think he's going to be a good defenseman. Just don't know if that's in Edmonton. Now, Evan Bouchard's stock isn't exactly the highest it's ever been, so I wouldn't say the Oilers trade him this year. But the fact that Philip Broberg has been better than Evan Bouchard, when Philip Broberg looked pedestrian at best during the preseason, is worrying. Philip Broberg has played better than Evan Bouchard. Brett Kulak has played better than Evan Bouchard. Hell, Marcus Niemelainen, who is currently in the minors, is playing better than Evan Bouchard. And you want to talk about in the minors? Michael Kesselring has 6 goals this year for the Bakersfield Condors. Double what Evan Bouchard has this year for the Edmonton Oilers. And you start to wonder. I'm not saying you call him or send Bouchard down, because I don't think you can right now without him going through waivers. But you got people all over the organization who is outplaying this top 10 pick, including a 7th rounder down in Bakersfield. Evan Bouchard needs a real reality check here, and I don't know if benching him in this game is going to do it. Yes, I do think this is a reality check for Bouchard, but he needs more. He needs to realize just how detrimental the stuff that he has been doing is to this team. Or the Edmonton Oilers are in massive trouble, especially on the back end. Because you got to think, if the Edmonton Oilers need help defensively, I don't think you move a defenseman in order to help that. Because I think the Edmonton Oilers could and should be looking at guys like Jacob Chychrun, Nick Jensen, who played against the Edmonton Oilers and had a pretty solid game against them tonight. John Klingberg, who is out for now, he is injured, but once he comes back, that doesn't help, or that doesn't stop anybody. I've heard a lot about Joel Edmondson, and if it's for anything other than a first, second, or third round pick, then hey, sure. sure, we'll take him. Well, I'd send a third round pick for Edmondson, but just as long as it's not a first or second. There are names popping up all over the place that I'm not saying again that Evan Bouchard should be concerned about, but could be joining the Oilers and give Evan Bouchard a real reality check. That's really, really what he needs. I don't know. What do you guys think? Let me know what you think about Evan Bouchard's season. What should the Edmonton Oilers do? Because honestly, I'm at a loss with this one. This is supposed to be your next best defenseman, and he's been anything but. Let's move on to the good, the bad, and the ugly from this one against the Washington Capitals. The Oilers, well, I'll tell you what isn't good, and that's the offense. We will talk about that in just a little bit, but first, today's episode is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline.net is your number one source for sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there. From football to basketball, soccer, and esports, they've got it all at BetOnline. Plus, if you like sports podcasts, which if you're listening to this, you probably do, they got those at BetOnline as well. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts. Alrighty, let's move into the good, the bad, and the ugly from the game against the Washington Capitals. And well, this one's pretty straightforward. The good from the game against the Washington Capitals is Stuart Skinner. Shocker, I know. 47 saves on 50 shots against for the rookie. 16 of those saves coming while the Edmonton Oilers were short-handed. A good friend of mine works in with the Edmonton Oilers and sent me some really nice close-ups of saves that Stuart Skinner made. And boy, like I mentioned earlier, I don't want to know where the Edmonton Oilers would have been in this game if Jack Campbell would have played. Because, man, you watch Stuart Skinner, I believe it was Daniel Nugent Bowman, tweeted out, was the only one who realized this game started at 6:30. He was there from the start to the end and really gave the Edmonton Oilers a lick of a chance in this one. 22 saves in the first period is ridiculous and shouldn't happen. But it did, and he stood there and made every single save that he needed to in that game. It's a damn shame because our bad in this game is the inability for the Oilers to take games over. They score the first goal of the game. Stuart Skinner is absolutely standing on his head and making it feel like for the Washington Capitals, nothing can get through him. And that is when you take advantage. But this Edmonton Oilers team has done literally anything but do that exact thing in each of their last four out of their five wins before this game. I mean, yes, the Edmonton Oilers were up 4-1 against the Chicago Blackhawks in that game, but they only won 4-3 after they allowed two goals in 19 seconds. The Edmonton Oilers had to come back against the New York Rangers and win that one. They had to come back in the game before as well to win that one. And the Edmonton Oilers looked, I mean, it was a weird game against the Montreal Canadiens. It really was a weird game. But again, that lack of the inability, really, to put teams away and have that killer instinct is what is lacking in this team and what will be the downfall of this team later on in the season if they can't find their killer instinct. And that's what happened against the Washington Capitals. As I said, first goal of the game, they score. Yes, Washington comes back to tie it up, but Connor McDavid, shorthanded, goes out there, takes the lead, and same penalty kill, they give up the tie. and can't find the equalizer in the third period after allowing the first goal in the third period, or I guess the last goal really in the third period. It's truly a shame to see, because you know the Edmonton Oilers can do it. And it's weird because you watch the Edmonton Oilers and you feel more comfortable when the Edmonton Oilers are down than you do when the Oilers are up. And finally, the ugly from this game, the shots against. I'm going to pull out the shots against by period again in this one. 22 shots against in the first period. That's almost an entire game's worth in the first period. Then 19 in the second period. And then 9, finally, the Edmonton Oilers decide to outshoot the Washington Capitals in the third period, 11-9. Again, if it wasn't for Stuart Skinner, this game probably should have been 7 goals again, a repeat of the Carolina Hurricanes game, honestly. Because you are not going to win any game by giving up 22 shots in the first period and then following that up with 19 shots against in the second. You're not. And that's exactly what the Edmonton Oilers did against a team who's won a Stanley Cup, by the way. Don't know if you remember that, but this is a team that did win the Stanley Cup 5 years ago, whatever that may have been. Yes, it may have been 5 years ago, but that core is still relatively together. And teams are just going to continue to take advantage of you if you're going to give that to them. It is a shame because you... Yes, the Oilers won 4-5 heading into this one. But in none of those did it seem like the Oilers had the game in hand. None of them. And now the Oilers lose this one after allowing 22 shots in the first period, 19 shots in the second period. And it really is a shame because I do not have... I'm putting my glasses down for this one. I don't have a lot of faith in the Edmonton Oilers this year. And I am very concerned where the Edmonton Oilers are going this year. Very concerned. The Edmonton Oilers need to do something, and they need to do something quick. So, a recap of the game. The good from the game against the Washington Capitals. Stuart Skinner, 47 saves on 50 shots. 16 of those coming while the Oilers are shorthanded. The bad, the inability to take games over, and the ugly shots against. The Oilers allowed 22 shots in the first period, 19 in the second period, and 50 overall in the game against the Washington Capitals as they lose 3-2. The Edmonton Oilers are back in action on Wednesday against the Arizona Coyotes, and hopefully at the end of that one, we can all play La Bamba, baby.